Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bad Bunny teases new music and puts his romance on display. We run down Britney's success while on hiatus. Luke Combs teaches Ed Sheeran a classic American tradition. We get to know Rita Ora a little better. And we find out who would be Nicole Ciniago's ultimate girl group. Hey guys, Tetris Kelly here for Billboard News. It's May 17th and Bad Bunny has been busy. Let me break it down for you. Bad Bunny is dropping new music and Kendall Jenner? Well, at least one of those things is happening. Bad Bunny hopped on TikTok to tease new music, and I must admit the track is a banger. After a melodic intro, the beat drops and Benito couldn't control himself. Fans are ready for the new track and a change in his dating life. One user commented, "Benito, you need to drop this song and Kendall at the same time." The two have been inseparable, spending time partying after the Met in New York and hanging courtside in LA at Lakers games. Do you approve of the new music? How about Benito's boo? Well, let us know in the comments. Now it's time to talk about my girl, Britney Jean. Fans still love Britney Spears. Despite releasing only one song in the past 7 years, the pop star's music still resonates. Billboard's Jason Lipschitz joins us to discuss how her music is doing 18 months after the Free Britney movement.
It's been a year and a half since Britney Spears' conservatorship ended, and we were just interested in looking at what her streams and sales and biggest hits look like in that time period when people are just kind of experiencing Britney Spears' music once again, kind of in a different reality of post-conservatorship Britney.
I was surprised to learn Toxic has become Britney's biggest streaming hit over the past year.
It peaked at number 9 on the Hot 100, but aside from Hold Me Closer, her new single, it was her most streamed song over the past year. It was her most played song on radio over the past year. Nearly 20 years since its release, and Toxic is basically as strong as ever. It's kind of the de facto biggest Britney Spears catalog hit at this point.
As you just mentioned, Britney's only release in 7 years, Hold Me Closer with Elton John, did pretty well, debuting at number 6 on the Hot 100. Hold me closer, time
to dance. People really love this song. Like, it's become basically Britney's biggest hit in years, and it was never a sure thing that it was going to last beyond that first few weeks.
So Jason, tell me, when can we expect new music from the pop star?
There's no announced plans for a new single, new album, but one thing that Hold Me Closer did suggest is that there is an openness to releasing new music at some point.
Let's talk about international relations. The US and the UK have a long history, and we've got a new event to add to the history book.
By the way, for context, Luke is, what's his shooting?
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Luke is teaching me how to shotgun a beer.
Luke Combs taught Ed Sheeran an essential American party trick just in time for summer. Shotgun and a beer.
You want me to go first or you want to go together?
I think we gotta go together, right?
Okay. All right, count us down.
3, 2, 1.
That's really impressive.
Impressive it is. And there's a technique to the perfect shotgun.
You want to be mindful of where your top is here, right? Because once that opens, beer's coming out of that if it's pointing at the ground. So you want this pointing to the sky. And once you're up, then you crack the top and it's just gonna go.
I personally never shotgunned a beer before, but I may follow those tips and give it a try. Yes.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Jelly Roll. I want to encourage you to get your tickets now for my show with Billboard on June 6th at Music Marathon Works in Nashville, Tennessee. Tickets available now. I'll see y'all there.
If you want to learn more about Rita Ora, well, you're in luck. We played a little rapid fire game with the pop star.
Who's made you the most starstruck?
Prince was a moment for sure. I remember when he walked into a party with the most gorgeous twins. Honestly, it was like the seas parted and he just like walked through slowly. And I was like, that was the first time I like saw him, but then we met afterwards.
Did he ever give you any advice?
I think he just told me to own my masters. And now I own my masters.
Amen, thank you, Prince. The weirdest thing I do before I go on stage.
I warm up and then I sort of like just hum, but I'm alone. I have like 10 minutes to myself just to focus and think about the show.
What is your favorite late night snack?
I mean, pizza, I just love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? Or cheese.
You have an endless budget to start the ultimate girl group. Who is in your group?
Oh my gosh. I think Sam Smith.
Yes.
I love Anita.
Oh yeah.
Charlie XCX.
Perfect.
Nicki Minaj. I mean, how big is this group? Because we, like Beyonce, David Bowie, if he was still alive. Oh, and me.
Yeah.
And the whole of BTS.
Before we let you go, we needed to know who Nicole Santiago would put in her ultimate girl group. So we asked her at Billboard's Latin Women in Music.
Hola, yo soy Nicole Santiago y este sería mi grupo ideal de chicas. Seríamos yo, Eva Luna. Yo sé que no funciona como una sola persona, but like Blackpink. And Rosalía, the Bombastic Four. That would be our name.
That's the show. Come back tomorrow where we'll interview Labyrinth about his new music. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.